Good morning and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet and I'm here in the studio with LaRon Landis and the late Patty Fink and the equally late Aaron Moore.
We were not late.
We weren't late.
We came into the parking lot on two wheels, but we weren't late.
You got here. And Patty, snow?
Yeah, I have some snow jokes I'm going to share through the hour.
Okay.
No, that's snow joke.
And why are we telling snow jokes for those who don't know?
Because the East Coast apparently has been deluged with snow, and they're calling it Nemo.
You know, I'm sorry. 2 feet of snow, Albany, New York.
I thought it was like 3 to 4 feet.
Maybe. In some places, maybe, but New York City barely got a foot. Stop complaining about it.
Okay, David, for the rest of the show, you have to start every sentence with, back in the day. Back in my day. I remember when... Something like that. You've officially turned into a curmudgeon.
No, I've officially turned into a... That's why I don't live up there. I hate snow, but it's just not that bad. And for my friends up there listening, stop bitching about it. Patty.
Well, everybody needs to go to work on Monday with some snow jokes. I have some one-liners. We all know this one. Where does a snowman keep his money? In a snowbank. So here's one.
So we're doing the sixth grade snow jokes.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
They're the easiest to remember. The greatest groans.
Yes, I almost brought the 12th grade snow jokes.
I like the blonde one.
Why does it take longer to build a blonde snowman than a regular one?
I have no idea.
Because you have to hollow out the head. So there you go. Here's one that's sort of gay. If the sun shines while it's snowing, what would you look for? Snowbows.
Okay, so it's pledge drive. Yeah. Patty just gave us great reason to pledge.
To shut her up. If you don't want to hear any more snow jokes, call.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
We really need you to call.
Jim didn't do real well. Maybe it was because he was on the wrong side of the drilling issue.
Is there a wrong side? Well...
Yeah, completely the wrong side. You know, first of all, drilling rigs make great jungle gyms in parks.
Yeah.
And so I think they should be there. Second, you know, trees just cause allergies. Cut them down. Let's get rid of the trees in parks. They're in the way. You know, chemicals in the air in our neighborhoods, and I'm really looking forward to when they start drilling right next to me at Keyst Park, because those chemicals in the air are good for the kids. It toughens their lungs. It's a health thing.
And they won't need any hair product at all.
And that creek that runs through our neighborhood, it just floods.
Yeah.
It's just annoying.
He's back.
Jim's back.
He's back to whack your head.
And the other thing is that you know, my house, it's like cut into the backside of the cliff.
It is.
It doesn't need to stay there. It would be much more stable if we were all the way at the bottom of the hill.
Yeah.
So drilling will help us do those things. Jim, we just can't go with your idea that drilling is bad for parks. I don't think. So that's what makes us different here at KNON. Our talk show host can disagree on a number of issues.
And he gave a look of, get off my lawn.
Yes, he did.
He did.
Who's older, you or Jim?
Well, you know, that's a good question.
Inappropriate.
Hey, I'm the guest. Y'all can't hurt me.
Yes, you can. And Jim is coming back to hurt you. It is Pledge Drive. The number to call, 972-647-1893. That is 647-1893. Please, she's a regular here, so feel free to attack.
Yes, sir.
That's going in my EEOC form.
I just asked the question.
That's right. 972-647-1893. One of the things about KNON, you know, the music shows always say it's all live, it's all local, it's, you know, we do our own programming here. You hear music you don't hear anywhere else. I'll guarantee you don't hear our talk shows anywhere else.
Oh, guarantee.
And some would say that's a good there's a good reason for that. But others would say, if you really want diversity of opinion and you really want to hear unscripted, you know, bought and paid for
scripted?
Opinion, you know, believe it or not, you know, unpaid for opinions, then KNON's the radio station you tune to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're not always the most professional group, as evidenced by the last few minutes, but we certainly are
I think we're completely professional here.
But we're not. But we're knowledgeable, and we play some of the most original music, and we have some of the most original opinions anywhere on the dial. So if you appreciate KNON for the diversity of the programming that it gives you, please call with your pledge.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. We're closing in on about $50,000. We need $114,000. We're not stopping until we get that money, which means weeks and weeks more of pledge drive. Unless you call us and help, 972-647-1893.
And if you've been on this show or you've supported an organization that has been on this show, please help do your part to keep us on the air. We were there for you. We are hoping you'll be there for us. Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
You know, and if you work for a company that does matching donations, make your donation to KNON go further. Many companies do match their employees' charitable donations. Just go to your company's human resources office and find out how they'll match your donation, or if they'll match and how they do it. Get the proper paperwork from your HR office and send it in with your pledge. And when they match your contributions, your pledge is doubled, helping the show reach its goal. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Our goal for the hour is $1,000. That's a tall order, but we know
but we
can
get
help
there.
Us.
Yeah. And you can also make your pledges online. We give you the number over and over here. Again, the number is 972-647-1893, and we'll tell you about our premiums. But if you forget what they are, you can always go online and you can see. Go to KNON.org and you can see those premiums.
For a $50 pledge, you get a roll of duct tape?
Yes. And you can do whatever you want.
For a $150 pledge, special for this show, you get a toaster oven.
That's a rarity.
And the best one, I think, is the $100 pledge for
An autographed picture of Doc.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's looking. What?
Wow.
Okay, so those aren't our real pledge drive gifts. Our real pledge drive gifts for a $40 pledge. We have all kinds of T-shirts.
Lunch
to put your...
An insulated lunch bag.
Yeah, that's it. Caps, apron for a $50 pledge, the KNON Mardi Gras T-shirts. Tomorrow is Mardi Gras in Oak Cliff. Come join us. We're going to be in the parade. Annie's going to be in the parade. I'm going to be in the parade. Lauren hates parades. Patty has had her fill of parades. But I'm going to be in the parade. Annie will be in the parade. Annie's doing our engineering today. Doc is going to be filming the parade. Starts at 4 p.m. It's along Davis Avenue between Montclair and Bishop Arts. We're getting there about 3 p.m. We're going to be throwing out beads. It'll be a lot of fun.
Are you going to show your chest?
I'm going to probably be wearing a coat and have my KNON umbrella over my head. For a $75 pledge, I got that.
You got what? The
umbrella?
A KNON
umbrella.
Yeah, the umbrella's pretty sweet.
It is. It's a wonderful umbrella. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And you could take us a long way to our meeting our goal today if you want to become a KNON Elite Music Sponsor. This is a great deal.
Annie's one of those. You've been one of those.
Yes, it's a wonderful package. It basically means you get walk-in access to everything KNON does. Your name's always on the list, you and another person, you and your guest. So you can attend for $500, and that's for the year, all of the events that come through KNON. So you can do all of the live music, lots of stuff at Sons of Herman Hall, Poor David's Pub. You get the Thanksgiving with the and the Red Elvises, the Crawfish Boils, the Mardi Gras party. So you can do lots of different things. So there, throughout the year, that's 52 weeks. There's usually something every week. So it's over 40 events that you're able to attend and just walk in and enjoy and meet the performers and eat for free. So for $500, you get a lot of stuff. That's pretty good. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
You know, this week started with a protest at the Boy Scouts. A number of Boy Scouts came in from around the country to deliver signatures to the Boy Scouts, and I was out there, had a lot of fun. What's so interesting about this story is, why did they let the information out that they were considering changing their policy, their discrimination policy, and then turn around and not pass it? What do you think is going on?
I don't think any of that had anything to do with what the Boy Scouts wanted to do. I think they were getting a lot of pressure to reconsider their policies, and then I think they got equal amount of pressure from the other side that said, don't do this. So they were all, you know.
Well, I don't think it was equal, though.
The pressure to reconsider, let's understand exactly what it was. It was money. Intel pulled out $700,000. UPS pulled out about $150,000. That was with gay groups, especially Scouting for Equality, pushing them. Merck did it on their own. They just said, you know, these other companies are not donating to the Boy Scouts anymore because they discriminate. Boy Scout policy really is against our own corporate culture, our own corporate image.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do this. Let's stop until they change their policy.
And other is totally about money.
And that's all it's about. It's nothing about the Boy Scouts doing the right thing.
And I'm actually, you know, I just wish they would be what they are. Mm-hmm. If they're going to be a religious group, be a religious group. Affiliate with the church and be a religious group and get those protections. But if you're not going to be a religious group, then you need to be inclusive and you need to take anybody who wants to learn about the values that the Boy Scouts teach. Now, some would say that, you know, homosexuality is not a value that we want to teach. Well, it's not a value, period.
It's not a belief.
It's a person, and you treat that person equally or you don't treat them at all.
And, you know, it was interesting, most of the people who were there were scout leaders
mm-hmm.
who had been removed from their troops. One of them was a father. His name is Eric Andreessen. His son, Ryan, had completed all of his requirements to get his Eagle Scout and had done a big project for his final Eagle Scout project, did a big project in his high school, an anti-bullying project. And in the process of that, he came out. Well, in the process of coming out, scout leaders found out, even though his scout council had a non-discrimination policy in place, found out that he was gay, that he had announced that he was gay, and said he is no longer qualified to get his Eagle Scout. In the process of doing that, slandered him to the point where the family is thinking of filing a lawsuit because, called him every name under the book. And I said to Eric, why didn't Ryan want to come? And he said, Ryan is such a mess over this. He just doesn't even want to deal with it. I mean, he was basically almost on suicide watch for a while over this. That's the kind of bullying the Boy Scouts do.
Yeah.
The adult leaders, I'm sorry, they did this to you and blah, blah, blah. Talking to what they did to this one kid is unforgivable.
I wouldn't want
my kid associated with that organization.
And kids can be mean anyway, but I'm sorry, it's just such an antiquated policy. I mean, if I can go now and serve openly and honestly for my country with an automatic weapon and learn combat in the army, you know, in the armed services, I can't go and learn how to tie a slip knot? You know, come on, people.
You know, there was another kid who was there, about 20 years old, and he's an Eagle Scout. He's in college right now. He was there with his mom and two of his brothers. And he got his Eagle Scout, but he started a petition to get the National Geographic Channel, which is running a new program called Are You Tougher Than a Boy Scout, to run a disclaimer. Because, again, it runs against National Geographic policy.
It does.
And so he started a petition. And anyway, he was there. Nice kid.
And that show's supposed to start in March.
Yeah, it is. It is. I said to him, first of all, you're from Massachusetts. How does this discrimination stuff work in Massachusetts? And he just laughed. He said, well, it really doesn't. Our council has complete non-discrimination. I got my, you know, nobody thought about it. But I said, seriously, in your troop, wasn't there pressure for you to, you know, about dating and everybody else is talking about it? He said, no. Boy Scouts was my refuge. It was the one place we were busy doing other things that I didn't have to think about being gay. It never came up. We didn't talk about dating. We didn't talk about sexual orientation. It had nothing to do with anything we did. And that's how the Boy Scouts works in a place where there's non-discrimination. It's not relevant.
Kids
can just be kids.
How are they able to get away with that in Massachusetts when recently another troop changed their policy, was forced to change their policy because of the heads? Boy Scout said, you can't do it.
You just do it quietly, since not discriminating is not something
There's no overt action associated with it.
There's no overt action to not discriminate. You know, how do we have a black person on this show? Oh, you're just here and always have been. You know, it's like, and we don't even think about it. Yeah. Why not? Because it's not an overt action. It's just, you know, being friends with people, relating to people, is not something that you do. It's just
I just don't see how, as a publicly funded, publicly organized group, that they can either not affiliate with a church and claim, you know, religious exception, or they have to accept everyone. That's the only question involved here. And I'm sorry you don't like it. Tough.
Ken Upton is going to be on our show in a few weeks, and he has a completely different take on that.
Yeah.
He feels, you know, the Supreme Court decided it. They're a private organization. They and the Ku Klux Klan have been granted the permission as a non-religious group to discriminate and let the Boy Scouts and the Klan affiliate and just go on and...
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Group.
Because you know what? You don't hear any stories of this nature at all. No bigotry at all coming from the Girl Scouts.
No.
Because, and in fact, Friday...
Because...
They don't discriminate. Friday...
They have great cookies.
Friday was National Girl Scout Cookie
great
Day.
Mm-hmm.
National Girl Scout Cookie Day. And I think they need to change the serving size description on the boxes to one sleeve. You know, I mean, when you're doing thin mints.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, four. It's not going to cut it.
It's funny because at work, there's a coworker of mine, who's, her son is in the Boy Scouts, and she's about to remove him because of this. And she said... she's very good friendly. And she said, would you let your child join the Boy Scouts? And I kind of looked at her. She's like, oh, yeah. I have a little girl.
Right.
And she can go. She can be a Girl Scout and enjoy it.
She can be a Girl Scout, and that would be totally fine.
And you can work with the
and
girls.
And I can work with them.
With
yeah.
the troop, which is
a well, and the very people decrying the decline of morality in our country, blah, 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 that the Boy Scouts teach, you know, that's what you want your child to go learn is Christian values and accepting your neighbor and, you know, learning how to be courteous, kind, and, you know, whatever else is in that oath that I never, you know, took. They need to listen to their own words, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You know, instead of saying us, them, it should be inclusive to all. And there are alternatives. You know,
and speaking of money, mm-hmm. Part of their revenue has to do with uniform sales. And since the number of people who are affiliated with the Boy Scouts is down by 20% since the Dale decision, again, affects the bottom line. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. We're in the middle of Pledge Drive. We need you to give us a call. This is a great time to call because we're about to take a break. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. And you know what I just noticed sitting here, because we're sitting in a different position than we used to sit because of Doc filming us. There is a big old KNON sign that dates from the 80s, and it has our old phone number on there, and I shouldn't be looking at that because that number, for some reason, I can remember our phone number that we've had for 20 years. I can't. 972-647-1893 is the correct number.
I think David's older than Jim.
I was going to say, once again, David is older than Jim.
972-647-1893. Not true. If you go to my Facebook page, it will show that I am...
born in 1974.
Right.
We'll be... check it out on
Facebook.
Check it out. 972-647-1893. Please give us a call and help keep Gay and Lesbian Radio on the air. Annie, take it away.
Community Radio provides the kind of programming you won't find anywhere else on the dial. Nowhere else can you find such a variety of formats and personalities in North Texas as on KNON. But this is only possible through the support of our listeners. KNON depends on listener support to stay on the air. Now is the time for you to help keep this show on the air. This pledge drive will continue until the station reaches its goal. If you are waiting out the pledge drive, you might be waiting out the existence of this show on KNON too. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Without the support of people like you, there wouldn't be any community radio on the air in North Texas. So take a few minutes and make a pledge. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893. To keep your favorite programs on KNON.
Would you have a word to burn?
This is
Sonny Boy Mark, and I'd like to take a minute here to tell you about over 60 minutes of great blues listening available now on KNON's Texas Blues Radio Volume 5 Blues CD. This is some great stuff, folks. 15 tracks from the Two Tones, Blues Boy Bo, Buddy Whittington, Andrea Dawson, Kirkland James, Sonny Collie, Johnny Red and the Roosters, the Chris Watson Band, the Rough Cut Blues Band, Jeff Stone with Charlie Love, David Millsap, Sir Loin and the Ass Kicking Machine, Michael J. and the Paul Bird Band, and JJ and the Detonators. The 1,000 copies we made are selling fast, and we won't reissue it. Get yours now at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie, Record Town in Fort Worth, and in Dallas at Bill's Records and Rewind Music. The CD is available as a download at cdbaby.com. All proceeds benefit KNON, sponsored by Forever Young Records. Vinyl copies available at Forever Young Records only. For more info on Texas Blues Radio Volume 5, visit KNON.org. Your ears been bending for some blues? Well, feed them the real thing with Texas Blues Radio Volume 5.
This is William. I download Lambda Weekly Podcast, LambdaWeekly.com.
There we go.
And you're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Laurent Landis, the late Patty Fink, and the inimitable Aaron Moore.
Inimitable, I like that.
Uh-huh.
Can I put that on my next business card?
You can.
Okay.
Although you need
what
to.
What are you? I don't know, but I'm inimitable.
I was going to introduce you as Stonewall National Board Member, Aaron Moore. But no, we won't talk about that.
Well, no. We won't.
So we listed you in The Voice just as community activist, Aaron Moore.
I like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It is Pledge Drive, and please help us make our goal. If you want to see exactly where we are, you can go to KNON.org, and we have a little thermometer, the same one that's up here. Shows that we're at $46,131. We are more than a third of the way to our goal, but we're halfway through our two-week pledge drive, which looks like we're going to do like a KNON or a KER, whatever they are, pledge drive, where they did a one-week pledge drive that lasted more than 2 weeks this year.
And, I mean, just to, you know, for what you get on KNON, our entire goal is what they want in one day.
Yes.
It really is.
You know, our expenses are low. Our expenses are very low. Our tower lease is $4,200 a month. That's our biggest expenses, our tower lease. Accounting and audit fees are $2,600. But being a public radio station, we have to keep those accounting fees, our accounts, very, very clear and clean. Office rent is a little over $2,000 a month. Now, the office rent includes our studio. It includes our green room, our offices for a couple of people. Our total expenses for the month are about $43,000. Our portion to stay on the air is about $1,000, and that's where we need you to help.
I mean, if I called the other station with a $10 pledge, they'd probably laugh at me.
Mm-hmm.
Here we'll be so very grateful.
It will. And it does help us. It does help us. However, what we'd like is for people to pledge a little bit more than that. $40 pledge gets you one of our T-shirts, and we love when people wear our T-shirts because it is the only money that we spend on advertising.
And amazingly, we wear these T-shirts, we put our bumper stickers on our cars, we, you know, carry our bags around that have KNON, and when you meet others, they instantly spot you. Mm-hmm. But yet, we're the best radio station Dallas.
You know, and I'd like to address one of our callers who just called. He said, well, I disagree with your stand on the Boy Scouts, but I was going to make a pledge if it wasn't for that. You know, bull. If you disagree with us on our stand, that's fine. That's what we're here for. Not everybody agrees on everything. One of the reasons we're on the air is that we're the one station that says what we say. You want conservative radio, there are 63 other stations on the dial. Listen to one of them.
And you know what? If you don't agree with something that somebody's saying on one show, there'll be another show that you do agree with.
Take Jim. He's completely against drilling in the parks. I'm all for it.
That's what KNON is about. KNON is finding... you know, we say it's the voice of the people, and when we say the voice of the people, we mean all of the people. And if there's something you don't like, some music you don't like, some radio talk show you don't like, stay tuned. The next hour you will like. So if you support that kind of radio, if you support programming that addresses what you like, call with your pledge.
You can be a guest DJ for $250. You want your voice heard? Come on the air for a $250 pledge. Come on the air for an hour with us. We'll meet at about 10:30 in the morning. We'll come up with the questions. We'll what?
Yeah, make him stop rattling that paper.
Thank you. Jeez.
I was about to reach over there and pop you.
I think he's about, is he about to read it?
Is it just about the paper?
Yes.
No.
Are we not doing that?
We're not.
No. Oh.
Oh, okay. Well, either
that
way.
That is not an option for talk shows, and that read was not supposed to be given to you, and I told the person that gave you that read that you had it, and they were supposed
to
take it away.
I like that one. For a $250 pledge, you get to come on, be a guest interviewer with us.
One of the big bosses does not like you having it.
Okay.
So do with that what you must.
Maybe
if you really want to do it, you can. And if someone out there really wants to pledge because they really want to show up the big boss, they can. But
maybe they just
we're going to take the person out to lunch at our expense, not the station's expense.
Yeah.
We like that one.
Maybe the big boss doesn't like you, David. Anyway, the
I was all about the paper.
Look, we have some other premiums.
Put the paper down.
And one of them
the paper
is Mardi Gras beads. Tuesday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Can't go wrong with Mardi Gras beads. So. How many do you have here? You can get that for a $50 pledge for a set of three beads, or $90 for a set of two beads.
What's a set?
6 beads.
Huh? What's a set?
36-inch green beads.
Yes.
Okay.
With a 3.5-inch
black circular medallion.
Okay.
That's a Kano and logo gold.
Gotcha. Cool. Set. I'm from New Orleans, and every year this time of year, I start to get a little homesick. So
well, you should come to Mardi Gras tomorrow.
Yeah, because it's just the same, David.
It is just the same. It's exactly the same.
It's exactly like what I grew up with.
I think your chances of being thrown up on could be pretty high.
It could be pretty high. Anyway, my point is seeing all this purple, green, and gold around here and the beads and the... You know, the throws and the masks and the T-shirts. It kind of warms my heart a little bit.
Well,
so
there'll be plenty of that in Oak Cliff tomorrow, too. Erin?
Yeah, I know. I'm not dissing the Oak Cliff Parade. It is actually very nice.
It's actually a fun parade.
It is fun.
The parade tomorrow, a number of us here from the station will be, I understand, toward the back of the parade. But we'll be in the parade. The parade runs from 4 to 6 p.m. Down Davis Avenue.
And it's fun. The couple of years I've gone, it's a lot of fun. And you get to eat crawfish and watch a parade and floats and just cut up and have a good time.
And beer out in the street?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have it roped off.
Not down the parade route, but in Bishop Arts. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is going to be a lot of fun. But my point is if you're from New Orleans or have ever been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans and you miss that time of your life, call and pledge and you can get a reminder with a Kano and Mardi Gras T-shirt or beads or a mask.
Now, one of the things I do like to remind everybody during each of our pledge drive shows is that Kano N has been one of the biggest allies to the gay and lesbian community since 1983 when the station went on the air.
And the LGBT community.
The entire community. They really have been. Ever since this station went on the air, gay and lesbian, transgender, bisexual, allied, anything else you want questioning? GLBT programming has been part of KNON programming. We were one of the original shows on the air. When the station approached Bill Nelson, who was president of Dallas Gay and Lesbian Alliance at the time, asked him to do a gay and lesbian show, the answer was sure, and then off to the side, what the hell is gay and lesbian programming? Because there was no such thing. We were the first, we're the original, we're the oldest, longest running gay and lesbian show on anywhere in the world, and the station stands behind us. What they ask the gay and lesbian and allied and everybody else listening community to do is support the talk shows that are on. And one of the ways that you do it is by giving us a call, 972-647-1893. Support us by making a $40 pledge and wearing one of our T-shirts and saying that says that I like listening to KNON.
I was just going to say, anytime, you know, in our community, we have the lesbian nod. Or if you see somebody who you think might be a lesbian, you kind of do a little head nod. Wearing a KNON T-shirt's a lot like that. Anytime I wear mine, I get people coming up and go, "Oh, I love that station." Well, if you love the station, call with the pledge, and you can get your very own T-shirt.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. When I was doing the polka show, I was told I always give the number too fast. I had people actually call it, tell me I did the number too fast, and it was like, well, then how did you get the number?
Good point, David.
Stop calling me complain about how I'm giving the number. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
You know, we are coming up on our 30th anniversary, and in those 30 years, I like to give our own selves a pat on the back. Penny and I have talked about this many of times, how anybody that's anybody that's worthy anything in the Dallas GOT community has been on our show.
In Dallas-Fort Worth, North Texas.
North Texas. At some point, we have touched every single subculture or whatever within the gay lesbian community has been on this show in some form or another. But if you want us to continue to do that, you need to help us stay on the air. Give us a call at 972-647-1893.
Operators are standing by, aren't they, Doc?
Literally, we're out of chairs.
Yeah, they're standing.
They are standing.
This is the no-frills station. We have the chairs sitting here doing the show, and we're making everybody else stand. So 972-647-1893, and we will assure you that your pledge does not go to buying them chairs. Keeps them on their toes.
Literally.
One of the ways that you can make a donation is by bank draft. We have a number of people who do this. This really helps the station because we have money coming in each month. If you do a bank draft, a monthly bank draft for $10 or $20 or $25, it adds up. We get credit on the show. When you do a bank draft for a year, we get a credit for the entire year. And that really does help us quite a bit. A $30 pledge is a dollar a day. And if you listen to KNON, not just our show, but some of the wonderful other shows, like one of my favorite shows is the new show that covers music from 1947 to 63, is it? 62, I'm sorry. Oh,
it's not like Boomer. That's like Boomer music.
If they played music from 1963, we'd throw them off the air because, I mean, you know, that's just
that's
a little bit over the
arbitrary range.
It is.
1962 was the last good year. It's been mathematically proven by Ranger Rita.
And there you go.
Thank you.
And I love 1962 is a great year.
But if you listen to their show, it's a wonderful show. If you listen to any
I know,
of
I love
shows,
the music. I do listen to it.
Yeah.
But I have wondered why that range particularly.
Because that was the last year of good music.
Okay.
Right. You can get her mathematical formula on our Facebook page. You can find it.
Okay, then.
972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio for North Texas, the oldest, longest-running gay and lesbian radio show anywhere. Patty, you have some...
I have a lesbian snow joke.
Okay.
We're going to keep doing snow jokes until you call people.
Okay, this is about a couple who buys a house. My husband and I purchased an old home in upstate New York from an elderly lesbian couple. That could have been you, David.
Could have been.
Yeah. Winter was fast approaching, and the year's first snow came early, and I was concerned about the house's lack of insulation. If they could live here all those years, so can we, my husband declared. One November night, the temperature plunged below zero, and we woke up to find the interior walls covered with frost. My husband called the lesbians to ask how they kept the house warm. After a rather brief conversation, he hung up, said, "Well, for the past 30 years, they've gone to Florida for the winter."
So it was you, David.
Apparently it was.
Just a little lesbian snow humor.
Jewish lesbian snow humor.
Apparently.
Yes.
Give us a call. It is Pledge Drive, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Operators are standing by. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio and the only independent voice on the air in Dallas and Fort Worth.
And the best station.
We're the only non-corporate-owned radio station.
And the best station in Dallas.
Well, that's not true. There's one other... there are two other stations.
For music.
For music.
For talk, we're it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I was saying,
no, there is one.
What do you call an old snowman?
Okay.
Water.
So, David's new nickname is Water.
We're pounding away on the age thing.
Mentioning age thing,
I want to tell my husband happy birthday. Happy big 4-0 today.
That's right. He's 39. Happy birthday, Danny.
Yeah, happy birthday, Danny.
And he can give us a call to make a pledge, 972-647-1893. What better way to say happy birthday than to make a pledge in somebody's honor? 972-647-1893. We have a couple of minutes before we need to take a break. Marriage news that's been going on this week. A
lot of it.
Yeah.
The big one is, I didn't expect, it looks like the UK is going to have marriage this year.
You really didn't expect it?
No, not this year.
Why not?
I don't know. It seemed like they were kind of comfortable with the civil unions thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what's interesting to me is that every political party in the UK is supportive of marriage equality.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there are a few folks in the Conservative Party, which is in power right now, the Prime Minister is with David Cameron's with the Conservative Party, quite a few of them voted against it, but it was overwhelming. It was 400.
Well, because they're taking the position that marriage is a conservative thing to do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's pro-family.
It and once you take the, you know, church out of it, of course it's a conservative thing to do.
It is.
But I have a great quote from a writer who lives
which makes Laurent the conservative among us.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
That must be it. But a writer for the Washington Post in London went down to talk to some of the supporters for marriage equality outside Parliament when they did the vote. And one of the quotes from her article I thought was so great. She said, "I have always thought that since political Christianity seems to have been largely a 2,000-year quest to circumvent the divine instruction to love your neighbor as yourself, it is best to keep religion as distant from politics as possible." And it sort of is. It's kind of a 2,000-year quest to circumvent love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, we see that in so much of what we talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm. You know, last week you were saying, Laurent, as far as marriage equality, isn't it interesting? I had said that Illinois would be the next state with marriage equality. You
and
thought
I said
Rhode Island. And Rhode Island seemed to jump ahead. Well, Rhode Island, it's kind of languishing.
Now you're
now,
back ahead.
Illinois is ahead. So we're going to see which one of us is right about that, which state gets it first. I still think both states are going to have it by the end of the year.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
Or by the end of their legislative session. 972-647-1893. It is Pledge Drive. Give us a call. That is 972-647-1893. You can make a pledge online. Also, go to KNON.org. In the upper left-hand corner, there's a Pledge Now button. That'll take you right to the pledge page. Just make sure that you write either Morning Talk or you can put
LW.
Lambda Weekly. If you want to pledge to all the shows, though, some people make a nice big donation to several shows.
Or
you
is
can
it
put them in there.
Chaos that says Lambda Weekly.
Uh-huh. Pledge Now, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Take it away, Annie.
The 12th annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party is coming to Poor David's Pub this Sunday, February 10th at 5 p.m. Are you ready? Defending the 2012 Best Gumbo title will be Louisiana Red against returning competitors Crawdads of Dallas and the Alligator Cafe. Joining the competition will be newcomers David Seafood Grill, Jack's Southern Comfort Food, and the Free Man Cajun Cafe. That's six, count them, six different flavors to savor in an effort to claim the title of Best Gumbo. Gumbo tasting is from 5 to 7 p.m., so get there early and get your taste on. Entertain. It will start at 7:15, provided by world-renowned Papa LeBeau's Jazz Gumbo Band. And the event is hosted by Jim Bro of Monday's Cajun Zydeco Music Party. This is an event not to be missed. Advanced tickets are available at KNON.org, Bill's Records, and Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. Who will claim the title of Best Gumbo this year? You decide at the 12th annual KNON Mardi Gras Gumbo Party. This Sunday, February 10th, starting at 5 p.m. at Poor David's Pub, located at 1313 South Lamar in Dallas.
Jim Hightower has moved to be a part of KNON's Speak Up Saturday. Jim Hightower's segments can now be heard at the start of each of KNON's great talk programming starting at 7 a.m. with Reverend Marion Barnett's show, Church Information and Open Forum, with the news and talk of South Dallas. Then at 9, the CWA presents Workers' Beat with the news and talk of the unions hosted by Gene Lance and Bonnie Mathias. At 10, the Dallas Observer presents Get Off My Lawn with Jim Schutz, bringing you the other side of Dallas news. finishing up Speak Up Saturdays at 11 is Lambda Weekly with the news and talk of the LGBTQ community, hosted by David Tappet, Patty Fink, and Lauren Landis. Now, starting at each of these shows is Jim Hightower's insightful segment at 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11 a.m. each and every Saturday morning right here on the Voice of the People, KON 89.3 FM.
This is William, your videographer for the KNON talk shows. You can watch Lambda Weekly by going to the KNON.org website. Click on Schedules to the left side of your screen, choose Lambda Weekly's page, scroll to the bottom of that page, then choose your favorite show to watch or download. This show will be ready for viewing by lunchtime Tuesday. Have a great day.
And welcome back to Lambda Weekly. I'm David Taffet here in the studio with Lauren Landis, the late Patty Fink, and community activist Aaron Moore.
Hello.
Long time community.
We all move on.
Oh, okay.
Yes, long time.
Very
a long time.
Very long time.
I've
and
been
old
around.
Community activist Aaron Moore.
Speaking of old.
To quote Madeline Kahn, I'm tired. Tired of being admired.
Our producer Clint came up with a great idea.
For a pledge drive.
If you guess correctly, David's age, we'll double that.
No, you have to pledge.
You have to pledge.
David's age.
But if you get it correct, we'll double it.
You have to pledge what you think David's age is.
Yes. Hey, we're not going to tell you. We're not even going to give any hints. So you could pledge $100. You could pledge $150. You know, whatever. However old you think David is.
$73?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah. So give us a call, 972-647-1893.
Or you could pledge $39.
Even though
that's $1 short of getting a T-shirt, I'll make up the difference.
Oh,
and you'll
you
get
go.
Your T-shirt. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And for those who are really bad with age, mm-hmm. if you think Dave is 25 years old, pledge $25. Give us a call.
I'll match that.
Any flattery amount, so match.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Getting back to marriage equality, we had some local action on that front, too. Representatives Garnett Coleman out of Houston and Rafael Enchia from Dallas are co-sponsoring a bill to remove the Texas Defense of Marriage language. So I think that's pretty cool. It's about time to get that out of here.
And what do you think the chances are of that even getting a hearing?
Increasingly better over the years.
Yeah. I mean...
Because there's been a bill introduced every time to repeal it.
Since 2005. Yeah, since it's been instituted.
Oh, so this isn't the first year.
No.
It's not
no.
the first year, no.
It's the first year, and she has been a co-sponsor.
Okay.
But Garnett Coleman has sponsored a bill like it every year since.
But let's keep this in perspective. This is the same Texas legislature that meets every other year that has refused to remove Section 2106 from the Texas Penal Code,
which is
unconstitutional, has been ruled unconstitutional for 10 years, and they still have it there with extra ink, wasted ink, to say it's unconstitutional. Lawrence v. Texas in 2003 from the United States Supreme Court made it unconstitutional. So we keep wasting ink. So there's a great expense that could be cut away. Just remove it from the book, and we wouldn't have to
keep dealing with it. The excuse for not removing it is that... well, we have other things to deal with, and that was why the separate bill to remove it last time never made it to the floor. However, what does make it to the floor each time, the American Bar Association or the Texas Bar recommends cleaning up language in the penal code and throughout...
there's usually an omnibus bill that sweepingly says clean it up.
Right. And this has always been removed from that bill. Well, if you didn't have time to do this separately... Just keep it in that bill, and I understand you don't have time to consider stupid separate bills like this one, but there's always that omnibus bill that cleans mm-hmm. up language because of court rulings and because of sometimes just practical matters or sometimes a date passed where a bill...
Well, it's in there just out of spite. It's in there. It's been ruled unconstitutional, but we, by God, still believe it, so we're going to leave it in. Really?
And again, Ken, yeah. and we'll talk to him about this, one thing Ken said was, you know, some people want to leave it in just in case Lawrence v. Texas is overturned. Well, then the language is there.
And it's got its original number, I guess.
But you know what he said about that? He said, if, for some stupid reason, Lawrence v. Texas was overturned, which it's not going to be, but even if it was overturned, 2106 has been declared unconstitutional, and if Lawrence was overturned, they would have to then repass 2106. They'd have to repass the language, because that language that's in there is language that was already declared, and so it's just wrong.
It's like the people that have the, you know, don't blame me, I voted for X on their cars. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not my fault. I still believe this. This is what this state stands for, so we're leaving it in, even though it's unconstitutional.
Well, if you think that's bad, I just found out here recently that the state of Alabama did not remove the language of banning interracial marriage from their books until 2003.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Hang on to it, because that's so cherished.
Just in case.
Wow. And that was banned or deemed unconstitutional in 1967?
Yeah, 67, 68. Mm-hmm. In Loving v. Virginia.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, we might have some time in Texas.
That's all right.
Yeah.
It is, you know, Pledge Drive, and we need you to make a pledge. You have 3 months to pay your pledge for it still to count for this pledge period. The easiest part is just calling 972-647-1893. The hardest part is my saying it so many times, 972-647-1893. That's 647-1893. Support the show, support the community, make a difference.
What did the snowman and his wife put over the baby's crib?
I don't know.
A snowmobile.
Okay, that's cute.
Give us a call, 972-647-1893.
That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. KNON lost 9 shows in 2012. Don't let this show be the next. KNON doesn't sell its donor list to anybody. To do that, you would have to be kind of organized, and we're not. So we don't sell our information to anybody. Once we have your pledge...
That's, you know, it. What? You can if you make a pledge today, you have 3 months to pay it. We take cash, check, bank draft, credit cards, you name it. It makes it easy. You can do it online. You can give us a call at 972-647-1893. Notice the one that 893 at the end is just like 89.3 FM. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And it's all about being live and local. All of our shows, the only part that isn't local is Jim Hightower's one-minute spot in between the talk shows that gives us time to get in and out of the studio on Saturday morning. It's all local, and most of it's live. The only part that isn't live is our little spot announcements that we do. All live, all local, and what you hear, whether it's our music shows, whether it's our talk shows, is programmed by us. We do our show. Jim plans his show. All the music shows. Annie plans her show along with Ranger Rita. It's all about being live and being local. And we're all volunteer DJs. Other stations, of course, you're paying for big salaries. When you donate, you're not paying for big salaries. Here, you're not paying for luxury. Well, you can see our studio. It's lovely. But it's not luxurious like some other stations that you're donating to. So 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Doc is standing anxiously by the phone. He is panting. He is jumping up and down. He's gasping. He wants to talk to somebody, so please call him. He's desperate to talk to somebody, because we won't talk to him. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
And if you're listening to the podcast or watching the podcast, as it were, later in the week, and you're hearing this now, you can still go online to knon.org, knon.org, and click on the Pledge Now button and make your pledge there. You can select your pledge premium, you can make your pledge, and you can put Lambda Weekly, Lambda Weekly, or LW, if you don't want to figure out how to spell that.
Are you making fun of Clint? He's standing here with his hands around my neck.
He's so full of this great stuff, you know, this trivia, or full of other things too. But, you know, he says that the Lambda is Lambda, not Lambda, because I guess he was around.
Yeah, but we're in Texas.
It's Lambda Weekly.
It's Lambda.
So you put Lambda Weekly on the memo line.
Yeah, that's how I would have said it when I lived, you know, with my Bronx accent. I would have said Lambda Weekly.
Lambda Weekly.
Yeah, you would have said that in New Orleans too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
the ninth ward.
The ninth ward. Yeah, I didn't know that was the ward that you was from. So you guys could call here, and your monies could make a difference. Don't sit on the fence. None of us is sitting on the fence. Most of us are standing because we don't have enough chairs here. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893.
Call to stop the accent.
Oh,
yes, please. Where they make the anti-pledge.
Hey,
make us stop talking.
I grew up talking like this. I actually did. When I first moved to Dallas, I had lost some of this, but
you must have made a lot of friends.
Yeah, I did. It was people who were concerned, and they wanted me to stop talking like this.
How long have you been in Texas?
33 years.
Okay.
So he's at least 33 years old.
He's 33. Uh-huh. That gives a hint. Patty knew where I was going with it. Call us if you still want to play Guess Davis' Age.
Because if you guess it right and make a pledge for the dollar amount equal to my age, we'll match.
So if you think he's 72, see, we'll match the $72 when you call in and pledge $72.
Oh, I thought we were only matching if it was correct.
I'll match it
if it's
higher.
Over. If it's
yeah,
over.
Right. I'll match it if it's higher.
If you think
our goal
make a pledge,
for the
30 or under, David will match it. 70 or older, Patty and I will match it.
Our goal for the week is $1,000. And we are nowhere near that, but our goal is $1,000.
You got really gay just then.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you did.
Oh, well, I wasn't trying to. I was just
now you're getting really British. Just quit the accents.
You know what's going on tomorrow night?
Tell us, Patty.
Tomorrow night is the Grammy Awards. And in one particular area... In the
lesbians rule.
Spoken word field. The spoken word nominees are a hotbed of you know, popular lesbians.
Lesbiana.
It is.
Who are they?
We have Dr. Rachel Maddow. She has her book Drift: The Unmooring of the American Military Power.
When did she become a doctor?
She's been a doctor all along.
Nah.
She has a doctorate in political science.
She's a
from Oxford.
Yeah,
so
she's a Rhodes Scholar.
Foot doctor.
So if your poli sci is sick, she can come.
Yes.
If you're poli-sci sick, yep. So Dr. Rachel Maddow.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Ellen DeGeneres for the spoken word album Seriously, I'm Kidding. And so that's two big, iconic lesbians mm-hmm. in today. And then the third one is Janice Ian for Society's Child, My Autobiography. Mm-hmm. So we have three lesbians up against each
three
other.
Three out of five. Who are the other two, though? This is pretty interesting, too.
Exactly. Yeah, Michelle Obama for American Grown, her book. And also Bill Clinton for Back to Work, Why We Need Smart Government for a Strong Economy. So we have three lesbians up against a former president and the current first lady. So it's an interesting category.
That is interesting. Yeah. He's the only one that's not a lesbian, huh?
Well, Michelle Obama, I wouldn't say is lesbian.
Oh, no, she isn't.
No, but
he was... Oh!
And just said he was
some of the things that you
and you just got on a list. Somewhere you got
so
on a
some
list.
Some of the things that you usually hear on right wing radio come to KNON. Give us a call, make a pledge, 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. The show following us is a Tejano show. KNON was really the first station in Dallas to play Tejano music. Just like they were the first station in Dallas to, or the first station anywhere to do a gay and lesbian show, KNON has always been an innovative station, and in order for us to stay on the air, we need small donations from people like you. They really do make a difference on this station.
How much did I have to pledge last time to get the sweatshirt?
$375.
You know how you go on and on and on
mm-hmm.
and on?
No, I don't.
About the umbrella?
Yes.
I love that sweatshirt.
Uh-huh.
That is one of the best sweatshirts I have ever owned, and I own a lot of sweatshirts.
Yes, she does. It rivals her collection of baseball caps.
The KNON sweatshirt is $75. It's a hoodie sweatshirt, pullover hoodie sweatshirt.
It rocks.
With KNON
on the
front.
This morning, Gene wore his whole show, and we played the Darth Vader theme song to bring him back into his show.
Oh, wait, he had the hood on.
I mean, seriously, if you think you're going to get some, you know, knockoff, bad $3 for $1 kind of sweatshirt. This is a great sweatshirt and worth every penny of the $75.
You know, probably retail, that would be close to that.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, you know, you're pledging to KNON and getting a groovy sweatshirt. And, so, and I know sweatshirts. I'm just telling you. I know sweatshirts.
And you can write off your pledge. If you were to buy that in a store, you couldn't write it off. 972-647-1893. That's 972-647-1893. Give us a call. We're almost out of time. Patty?
I was just going to remind everybody that if you're listening on the podcast, watching on the podcast, and you're listening now, because it's later in the week, you can still pledge.
You can.
So go to KNON.org.
A lot of our podcasts get listened to weeks and even months later. You can always go to KNON.org and make that pledge.
That's right. And it's important to do that. It's how we stay on the air. We were talking earlier about some shows that were lost last year because their listeners didn't call in with support. So we've been supporting our community. KNON's been supporting us. And we're asking you to help support us now during Pledge Drive. 972-647-1893. 972-647-1893.
I'm trying to say that number enough times. 972-647-1893. I guess people
just... 972-647-1893.
I think we need to beatbox that sucker. And now you're playing Charo. Great. Thanks. 972-647-1893.
And we'll be back with more Lambda Weekly. You can still make a call. Pledge Drive is ongoing. 972-647-1893. Give us a call. Support Gay and Lesbian Radio. Show after us. Happy to take your call for our show, just like we're happy to take calls for any of the other shows. Phone's ringing. Doc is not listening. Somebody picking up the phone, because that's certainly one of our pledges. We'll see you next week with more Lambda Weekly. And thank you for calling. Thank you.
Happy snow.